Hello everyone and welcome to the strangest episode of Rock and Roll English ever made. Okay, going into this episode I was thinking, am I going to sing in this episode? Because I want to demonstrate to you the benefits of songs, the benefits of improving your English with songs. Because today I wrote, I believe, a very good email where I spoke about a particular song and how that song can help you improve. And I thought, should I play the song in this podcast? But I'm always a bit worried about copyright stuff. Everyone says that you can get caught. There are many episodes of Rock and Roll English that do have songs in them. But now I'm a bit more scared about it because technology is a bit better now, isn't it? So then I thought, maybe I'll sing the song. But then I thought, no, that will just be really embarrassing, won't it? So I thought I would just tell you the story and then you can click on the song in the link of this podcast you are listening to. And in another link, there is a very small part of my wedding video. You will see Mrs. R&R and I walk out the church pretending to be happy like you do on your wedding day. Because this particular song, which I am using as an example of what you can learn from songs, was taken from my wedding video because Mrs. R&R and I chose the songs for our wedding videos. And as I mentioned in this email, the reason for that is because I am a music snob. I am very particular about music. If I'm sitting at home and Mrs. R&R is listening to her Italian music, I very often have to say to her, look, can we please change this because I am not a fan. Okay, I know that makes me a horrible person, but I enjoy good music. I honestly think there are not many things that are good to come out of England, but I do believe that music is one. Someone said to me once, an English friend, that he thinks the music is so good in England because the weather's so bad, so people just stay in and play music. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but a drunk person told me that in a pub, so it probably is. Anyway, in the description to this podcast that you are listening to, there is a link, okay? Click that link and it will take you to an email where you can learn some vocabulary, grammar, and some things about pronunciation. Then there is the song, which if you listen to it, I guarantee after the first even 3 seconds, you will say, oh yeah, this is an absolute belter, an absolute banger. Basically, a fantastic song. I think you'll know it, but it's one of those songs which you know, but you don't know who sings it. And every time you hear it, you think, wow. So there is also the link to the song and also a link to my wedding video. Okay, so simple instructions. Stop this podcast now. Click on the link inside the podcast and then it will take you to all of these other places. Okay, I'm not going to talk anymore because it's very possible that I will keep talking and end up singing and embarrassing myself. So thanks a lot for listening. I will talk to you very soon. But in the meantime, just keep on rocking, baby.